5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is About Space, America's Return to Space, with news and information on our U.S. space program. Is your host of About Space, David Denault.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. Well, we've often heard Elon Musk say that man's survival is based on being a multi-planet species.
One path is we stay on Earth forever, and then there will be some eventual extinction event. The alternative is to become a space-faring civilization and a multi-planet species, which I hope you would agree that is the right way to go.
We'll hear more from Musk and what if a World War III next as America and the world is listening to About Space Today. Is the weather outside cold and frightful? Then come on down to sunny Florida and the Space Coast. This is your host of About Space inviting you to our Winter in Florida beach package. Stay at the Best Western on Cocoa Beach, directly on the ocean, any Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Plus, enjoy a full breakfast daily and all the amenities at this oceanfront hotel. And About Space will include 2 tickets to the Kennedy Space Center, a $128 value. Stay for 4 days and 3 nights at just $249 per person, taxes included, at the Best Western Oceanfront Resort. This is an exclusive offer for About Space Today. For information, call D&D Cruise and Tours at 877-747-8631. That's 877-747-8631. And let it snow. And come on down and visit Florida's sunny space coast. Welcome back. SpaceX is now in the process of constructing a new launch site at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to launch its Starship. Musk's goal is a colony on Mars before the end.
There's likely to be, we don't know, but there's likely to be another Dark Ages, which it seems, my guess is there probably will be at some point. I'm not predicting that we're about to enter Dark Ages, but that there's some probability that we will, particularly if there's a Third World War. Then we want to make sure that there's enough of a seed of human civilization somewhere else to bring civilization back and perhaps shorten the length of the Dark Ages. I think that's why it's important to get a self-sustaining base, ideally on Mars, because Mars is far enough away from Earth that a war on Earth, the Mars base might survive. It's more likely to survive than a moon base. But I think a moon base and a Mars base that could perhaps help regenerate life back here on Earth would be really important, and to get that done before a possible World War III. Last century we had 2 massive world wars, 3 if you count the Cold War. I think it's unlikely that we'll never have another world war again.
Well, human history has been full of battles and wars, some big, some small, but what if World War III were to happen? And it might be humanity's biggest battle yet. Advanced technology, massive troops, and more intensive strategy would all be involved. The program is called What If, and they precisely captured what it would be like in a World War III.
Since 1945, the world has seen many different battles. Vietnam, Afghanistan, and dozens of different civil wars. We should keep in mind that in order for a world war to happen, it needs to involve the entire world. And the structure of the world has changed even more since 1945. Countries simply aren't as closely allied as they used to be. Militaries are even stronger and more skilled than they were. As in previous world wars, it's most likely that millions of people would die, and the Earth would take decades, if not centuries, to recover. Especially with some of the weapons and tools countries would be using in today's age. Soldiers on the ground might have exoskeletons. These are metal frames around the soldier's body that augment their strength. Although this probably won't turn them into RoboCop, it would make it easier for soldiers to carry heavy equipment over long distances. Weapons that can bend around corners might also be a possibility. And instead of seeing the war fought in the sea or the sky, it could actually be fought in space. Militaries could fight over weaponized satellites that could affect what's below them. Although a lot of this stuff sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, we should keep in mind that these weapons are scary, and hopefully no one will ever need to use them. After all, things like this are meant to kill people. But there may not be many soldiers on the ground. The war of the future might be fought on computers. Drones, artificial intelligence, and robots could be the only things on the battlefield. There's also a chance that acts of war in the future might not involve any violence at all. Hacking into other countries' computers, as well as power grid shutdowns, are all a possibility. And what would this war be about, anyway? It could have to do with resources, specifically water. Since fresh water is such a scarce yet valuable resource, nations may begin to fight over it as it continues to deplete. Hopefully, World War III won't go on forever. So how could it end? A nation can have all the resources, people, and strategy they want, but if a nuke gets dropped on them, then it's game over. And if one country drops a nuke, what's to stop another country from doing the same? And then another, and another, and soon the world would be destroyed. So who would win this war? Absolutely no one. A full-on World War III would have a massive impact on the world as a whole. It's safe to say that the world would never be the same.
One path is we stay on Earth forever, and then there will be some eventual extinction event. The alternative is to become a space-faring civilization and a multi-planet species.
So what do you think? Is Elon Musk right, or are we just fine here on our planet Earth? And this Friday, join Don Meyer for another America in Space program, and have your friends and family join us each week. And follow us on Facebook at aboutspace.today for launches and landings. And to all our listeners around the globe and here in the U.S., thank you for joining me today. I'm David Denault, and this has been About Space Today.